This episode of Audio Mo is brought to you by The Rain. Today I'm sitting in the back porch of my house, which overlooks the forest in the backyard. And the rain is gently falling. I remember the rain as a young man. It was my enemy, really. As a kid growing up, wanting to play soccer. When it rained, it meant we didn't play. If you should listen carefully, you could hear that same sound I used to hear when I was unhappy that the rain was falling, so I couldn't go to soccer practice. A lot of times we did get to play if it rained lightly, but whenever there was thunder and lightning, obviously they shut that down pretty quick. Another thing about the rain is I remember it at camp when we were in our trailer. It almost rained every single night at camp, which was fine, as long as it didn't rain during the day. And you could always hear the little titter-tatter of the rain on the little plastic-like top of the camper. It was one of those fifth wheel things you'd pull behind. And I had the top bunk, so you could imagine the roof, the distance between the top bunk and the ceiling wasn't very much at all. It's like my head was right against it. And I remember that sound kind of brings you back. Another thing that brings me back lots is music, different types of music, especially at different times in my life when you're going through emotional things. But I almost could remember music from when I was about 5 or 6 to now. If I hear a song, usually I could pick out the year very close to what it was. And that's without doing any research. It's just my emotions. I could somehow tie the year and the stage of my life together with music. But sounds are like that. And of course, smells. And we're talking pleasant smells, not bad ones, unless you lived by a landfill when you were young and then you moved away from it. But smells of one of my early girlfriend's perfume, if I would smell that pleasant scent, then I would be brought back. We don't want to get into that too much. Or bread. Or for me, when I go to Hungary, my relatives like to have cappuccino in the morning. Oh no, sorry, espresso coffees in the morning. And we don't do that here. So whenever we would wake up, when we were vacationing in Hungary with my family, the house would be already filled with that smell or that scent. And they were always up before me. I remember my grandmother, she used to get up in the morning way before us. And the way things worked there is that you would go every day to the market to get milk. The milk didn't have the preservatives and it wasn't homogenized, so it didn't stay for more than one day. It came in these little plastic bags. And same with the bread. You would go out to the market a few blocks away every day and pick up fresh food. Kind of cool to think back to those times. Thanks for sticking through this nostalgic audio boo today. Audio Mo, day 10, I think it is. For sure it's day 9 or 10, but I don't care. It's one of those days. I hope to me it's my start of my vacation, 2 weeks holidays. So I will be giving reports from the States in the next few days. I'll check you later, everybody. Bye-bye.